B-Pod Studios.
We've got another pair of tickets, Ant, to give away for the Sixers game. The greatest show in the city right now.
Yes.
March 28th against the Brooklyn Nets. Plus a spot in our annual knockout game on the Sixers court after the game finishes. Now, you can also register for a spot in the competition on our contest page at 975thefanatic.com. And any good calls the rest of the way throughout the program, we'll put in the mix for the tickets and the spot in knockout. So best calls get in the mix for the tickets at 610-632-0975. This guy was tweeting last night. He's tweeting today. He's pumped up. Champagne Haynes is on the line. What's up, Champagne? Pop a
Yo,
cork.
Guys, what is going on today? Popping bottles all over the place.
I heard the popping last night coming from through your Twitter handle. I was like,
absolutely. I was all over that last night, man. It was fun to watch. But every time they played them, I'm like, do I really want to watch? Do I want to watch this game? It's always a battle because I hate the Celtics. Absolutely hate the Celtics. So great win. But there's two things I was yelling at that I didn't like about the game last night. Number one was the lack of boxing out last night. I don't know how many times a ball went up and it hit the ground, and the Celtics guy got it. You know, if you're taught this, like, first thing, when a ball goes up, find your guy, give him a little chicken wing in the chest. He's going to think about next time coming in there trying to get a rebound. That was huge. I lost count of how many times that happened last night. And secondly was the switching out high. I mean, Embiid got that block on Kyrie at the end of the game, but Brad Stevens knew what he was doing, running those high screens out high. He knows it's going to be a mismatch guard on Embiid. They need to fight through that screen and not have him tracking guards out high like that. So I'll let you guys take that apart. But those are the big things. It was a great game, but those are the two things that really irked me last night.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with you. When you look at what this whole matchup's going to be like, though, in the playoffs, it's going to change, right? Like, you know, they're going to be, because they weren't a full complement, right? There's no Hayward, the Baines, like everybody's going to change a little bit. The rotation's going to be a little bit different. I just still think the Sixers can dictate this thing. I think they're better than Boston. I think Milwaukee would be Boston in a 7-game series.
I do too. Yeah. I think Boston's kind of hanging on a thread right now, but I mean, you know how playoff basketball is. It's a whole new season. Every game is an intense game. And I think the Sixers, after that win, might have Boston's number. But if they lost, it would be a totally different conversation.
Big time. So. Champagne, I talked about it yesterday on the show. Thanks for the call. Put you in the mix. I talked about it yesterday. That it wasn't a game to me that was super meaningful, like in the standings, or the fact that would have got them, you know, another win and secure their position. That was a byproduct. To me, it was a symbolic game. We talked about it the other day before you were out, that it was a symbolic game because they had to prove to themselves that they could overcome the impediment that is the Celtics in their own heads.
Yeah, but I think I said this the other day, and I still kind of believe it. That narrative is for us. It's not for them.
For the players?
No, it's for us, like media coming up with storylines.
Oh, I disagree. I think that players, they downplay it purposely because you never want to play it up.
Yeah, but those guys weren't here. Jimmy Butler doesn't know anything about the Celtics.
Well, he mentioned it after the game. Since I've been here, we haven't beaten this team.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple times.
But there's not a lot of history, obviously.
He wasn't there for the playoffs.
Yeah, but I think, like, for Brett Brown, it was big. I think it was big for Brett Brown. Brad Stevens didn't have his greatest night last night. They had no answer for Jimmy down the stretch, and they had no answer for Embiid all night.
Yeah, well, I don't know how you guard him.
Well, what is the answer? Good luck figuring out the answer on Embiid at both ends of the floor.
I mean, you have Baines throw bodies at him. You know, Horford, God bless him. What a great player he is. But they don't have a body that can guard Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, few teams do, but they don't have anybody close that can guard Joe.
I mean, there was a couple times in that game you saw it where they got Embiid locked up on defensively on Kyrie. I mean, that's obviously...
So I think what Boston would try to do is Boston would try to double on Joe all the time.
And wear him down.
The problem, that's what happened like last year. Remember they walled off Ben.
Mm-hmm.
They collapsed on Embiid. And they were like, everybody else beat us.
Yeah, go ahead, Ilyasova.
Right.
Or Dario.
Or Covington.
Yeah,
right.
It didn't work. Covington couldn't shoot.
But again, I mean, the games were close. Mm-hmm. The games were close, but they were able to take away. They just took out Simmons, and they took out, and they were to collapse on Embiid.
Yeah.
So now they can't do that.
Because of the upgrade of Jimmy and Tobias.
Right.
Yeah, they make you pay. And Jimmy made him pay last night. And all of a sudden, it, you know, that can make a coach look a lot better, doesn't it? When you have that option, when you can go to Jimmy Butler.
Sure, brother.
Who's playing like a man. Let's go to Mike and Del Ran on the Fanatic. What's up, Michael?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, Mike.
You know, the last two guys were talking exactly about what I wanted to talk about. You know, I thought it might be a little too late now, but putting Ennis in as a starter and bringing JJ off the bench could have been that spark that everyone's asking for off the bench. But then the last guy was talking about those the boxing out. Oh, man, I was getting so frustrated last night watching Kyrie Irving out-rebound three Sixers on the basket that are all seven-footers, right? It was like, it was getting really frustrating, but the game itself was awesome. But what I really wanted to call about, what I really thought I learned from last night, more so than that we could beat the Celtics or, you know, how the team's playing, is the chemistry with those guys. I mean, towards the end of that game, because you're right, like, the smiling and the laughing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Even when, like, Ben got Marcus Smart fouled out, there was a scene, you know, where they sitting there with a couple of the, I think it was Scott or somebody, and they're just laughing. Like, he knows what he did, right? It was great. And when I heard
and I like the end, man, wasn't the end great, Mike?
So did you watch the post game? Did you see Jimmy Butler's comments to winners? Like, that's the first time I've heard him talk where he genuinely seems like this is where he wants to be. Like, it's the first time I got the feeling that, like, it's a lock that he'll stay, you know?
I felt the same way, too, Mike. Like, I was kind of like, wow, I feel like he's almost finally comfortable.
He just, like, he was goo-goo gaga over what just happened with that team, and he just... It's just really exciting to watch.
You know what's cool, too? Like, because they separately, Jimmy and Joe and Jimmy and Ben both, like, had those moments. And I was like, wow, man.
Can you remember months ago when we all thought Joel Embiid wasn't going to be able to play with him? Right? Like there was the comments that were made that he wasn't happy about the shot selections or where the ball was going. And now you watch last night and it's just fun, man. Their young kids are going to have great careers. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, brother. No question, man.
All right, Mike. Here's Jimmy Butler after the game last night and the big shot.
It feels great, man. I'm just glad I can come through for my team. I'm happy we win. I'm having fun doing it. Man, we got a great group of guys.
See, I'm happy for my team.
He sounded elated.
Yeah, and he stepped up in a big, big way.
Sounded elated. It was cool, man.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Huntington Valley on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike? Mike.
Yo, boy.
Hey, Mike.
Yo, boy. You hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you, buddy.
And you really were touching on everything I'm thinking. And last night, right after the game, I texted my girl right away. I'm just so happy for my team. Mm. And you could really just see it. And I didn't know if it was the Italian in me and the familialness, but it really felt great. And I could see something in Jimmy, and I've been seeing it, and I'm surprised it hasn't been brought up at all. But all those, and he's a fine LaSalle College High School graduate, super photos that they take for the Sixers. Jimmy's been posting them consistently for, I'd say, 2 weeks now since Brett has gotten his ear, and he's gotten Brett's ear and said, give me more. And he's been giving him more, especially in the fourth quarter, letting him take the ball down the court. And I'm surprised that he brought it up, because before that, he's posting pictures of soccer players, his trips here and there. And we all saw it, and it felt like a girl who was playing us that didn't really like us. It felt like that to me, and it would kill me, because that guy has so much and such a gift. And you touched on it. The grabbing of each other's face, they're together, they're hugging. It's on, boys.
It's on, brother. Yeah, it is.
I'm pumped. And I'm pumped for Mr. Vinnie Curry as well. Happy to have him back in the fold. He's the man.
Oh, look at that. That's good stuff, Michael.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, brother. Have a great one.
Yeah, if you missed the news earlier, it looks like Vinnie Curry's going to return to that defensive line with Malik Jackson and Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Derek Barnett. Maybe Chris Long will be back. We're not sure.
Getting familiar guys. Huh?
Yeah, old faces.
Sean.
When's LaShawn coming back? Text LaShawn. Are they talking to him now, too? Still need a running back, Ant. You got to check in with him. I bet you.
They do need a running back.
Yeah, check in with LaShawn. See what's going on up there in Buffalo. I'm sure he's not in Buffalo right now. Got half a brain. He's not up there yet. You don't want to be in Buffalo in the winter when you don't have to be.
No.
Winter goes to June up there in Buffalo, by the way.
That's right.
Real quick, I want to ask you something when we get back, because today's an anniversary.
Yeah, I know it is. It's sad.
Tough one for you.
It is. It's sad.
So we'll talk about that.
And I was there that day, that morning.
You did the show that day from out there when the countdown happened.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the vet. And I want to read a text to you that I got from a friend of ours here in the radio industry that wasn't that impressed last night with the win. Bit of an okay guy text from a person that I wouldn't peg as one of those guys.
What about me? Do I like him?
Yeah. He's a friend. All right.
Is he a good friend?
He's in the industry.
Is he
in
a basketball friend?
In the building. He's a sportsman. You deem him a sportsman.
I would.
You would.
All right.
All right. 610-632-0975. All that and more on the way on the Midday Show after this. 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. How about this? Philadelphia Union Soccer is back in full swing, and they returned home to Talon Energy Stadium after a gritty 1-1 draw at Atlanta United this past weekend. They're going to look to capitalize on an all-important Eastern Conference matchup against the Columbus Crew after a drama-filled 2018, the whole crew back. You can catch all the action this weekend at 7:30 on Saturday. International World Cup Mexican superstar Marco Fabian. The veteran Alejandro Bedoya looked to lead the Union to victory in the game right here at home in Philadelphia. The U unbeaten against the Crew in their last three matchups at home. Let's keep this streak going, boys. You can catch the Stars and the Young Guns from right here in Philadelphia at beautiful Talon Energy Stadium this Saturday, 7:30. Don't miss it. Again, a crucial conference matchup this weekend for the Union. Tickets available online at PhiladelphiaUnion.com. So join us Saturday night, 7:30 for Philadelphia Union Soccer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Earlier today with Gargano and Mertidis.
The big man being as dominant a force as we've ever seen. I mean, seriously, you string together the Milwaukee game and the Boston game, and like we're in this like uncharted territory. We're in Shaq, Olajuwon territory.
Jimmy in that fourth quarter. They isolated him on the right side, and you knew he was not giving up that ball.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. With your chance to win great prizes just for eating delicious hoagies from the area's best Real Philly Delis, visit RealPhillyDeli.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertidis.
The tournament has begun. This begins the marathon. I gotta tell you, no disrespect, Jay, but the last few years when I was doing the mornings, I enjoyed this because
you're at the bar.
I was able to just watch games.
Let me guess. You, the bro, and Bobby Cooney nestled up to a bar. Like on a day like today, guys, well, after the show, we'll split down to the trop. We'll go to the bar.
Dude, last year, I got the trop. And I got the big suite to drop. So I had my buddies come down.
Oh, look at you, the suite. The presidential suite?
I had the big suite to drop. And I got the my boys came down. And we stayed there for a couple days.
Just drinking and watching. And
well, the beauty is like they had like, and in the suite, you had a couple TVs. So you're able just to watch all the games. Oh, and we're all there watching games.
Oh, my God.
So when it
Benny
comes
Guinness
to...
was, drank.
When it comes to individual music for different sporting events, you have the Masters music, right? Is this up there at the top?
It's a good one because they haven't really like updated it or changed it.
I love it.
You know,
I've always loved it. To me,
stung to
it
roots.
Signals, you know, college of the basketball music. That I like the
NBC.
The NBC
this one.
Yeah,
yeah. With Marv and the. The Czar of the Telestrator, Mike Fratello. That is a good one.
It's bad when you could like you can do this. Yeah, this
signature.
Yeah. Right.
This is more relaxing, and it's the rite of spring. You know, the Baseball Tonight one was a great one.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball tonight was good.
Fox baseball is good.
Yeah. Fox NFL one is obviously takes you to a place, right?
Yeah, it does.
And then there was a time before Jason Witten.
I'll be honest with you. They even killed that song.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have the same.
Doesn't have the cachet it once had.
No. Yeah, I like this that Fox baseball.
Thinking World Series right now.
I'm thinking Phillies, Dodgers.
Live from Chavez Ravine.
Into the night. Stairs. You got it.
Same exact
line. Stairs into the night.
Yeah.
15 years ago, Veterans Stadium came down.
The implosion of the Vet. Wow.
15 years ago. I want to cry. Where were those 15 years ago?
That's insane that
we
that
did
was
a show
15 years ago.
Live from the. Where were we? The hotel?
At the Holiday Inn?
We were at the Holiday Inn. And we were looking straight at it. We toasted it. It happened on a Sunday morning at like 5:30.
Was that early?
Yeah, it was early.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And I had my cousin Joey. He came. We had beers.
Pour one last one out.
Yeah, we did for the Vet.
That's great.
It was we sat there, watched the Vet come down, shed a tear
as John Street counted it down and messed up the countdown.
Yeah,
9, 8, 4, 7. It's like, what's going on here?
3, 2, 5, fire.
I was like, what is he doing here? Is he picking these numbers out of a hat?
Anyway. Was it really that early? 5?
Yeah, it was early in the morning. Like, yeah, I got there at, I remember going to the hotel for the broadcast. I think we started at 5 or 6.
Wow.
I mean, because I remember my dad woke me up and made me watch it.
It was early. It was like 4, maybe it was 4.
Yeah, they imploded it with light out, so it wasn't.
No, but the broadcast I'm talking about. I think I was there at around 4.
Yeah, and people went out to watch it.
I stayed out all night.
Yeah, shocking.
And then went right to the broadcast.
You know, it's funny, that's 15 years ago, and some things never change. I sleep like on a weekend, if I get to sleep in. I sleep more on one night than you do all week.
Yeah, well, that's why I got sick.
Yeah, well, I end up getting it too because I got kids.
Well, the kids kill you.
Yeah, so do we pour one out today for the Vet?
Yeah. We got beers?
There's some in the fridge.
I got to tell you, this is not festive enough for me. We got the tournament, and there's no food, there's no beers, nothing.
Yeah, it's come up a little thin, huh?
Yeah.
It's bad planning.
There's not even a pool.
Oh, you mean a basketball pool?
Yes.
Well, Bob's putting together the pool. Bobby Cooney does his every year.
Yeah, but, there's no, I don't know, it's kind of weak.
You need more.
Yeah. I mean, am I right or wrong?
You're probably right.
Yeah, a lot of people take off work on a day like today.
It's a big day.
Yeah.
Wait, do you have a spot right after? I know you got the show tonight.
I get the show tonight, so listen.
That's right, you got Cuz's Corner tonight.
I'm going to Parks tonight. We got Cuz's Corner. So we're going to hang out over there, and I'll probably go up early, watch some of the games up there early.
By early, you mean as soon as the show's over at 2?
Probably.
You were laid up all day yesterday.
I watched the Sixers. I loved it, man.
That was the only thing that makes you feel better when you don't feel
well. All day I was looking forward to it. I slept all day and I was looking forward to watching the game.
Oh, it's great. And the great part is that the game delivered.
Oh, the game was awesome.
You have a hard time. I had a hard
Sunday
time settling
and Wednesday,
down.
Sunday, like the Bucks game and the Celtics game were two of the great. Those two games were better than last year's playoffs.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
They were thrilling games.
Yeah,
no, but like even if they lost, I obviously wouldn't be as giddy. But they were great games. It was just great ball,
great theater. Smart getting ejected and
yeah, man.
The way that when that play happened and then Embiid shoved or Smart shoved Embiid from behind and the ref tried to scatter because Joe made it really clear when he got up when he went started to get up that he wasn't getting up to just like right. Say all good
right
like
right.
He was coming and that ref was like first of all he looked like an ant and the ref was like I don't know how I'm going to contain this guy I need help.
I mean Look at him.
He's enormous.
Imagine
if Embiid gets to him clean.
That's the most amazing thing about him is that he went to the line 22 times. He hit 21 free throws.
20 of 21.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's absurd. And he missed his first one and made 20 straight.
It's absurd.
It's amazing.
I mean, when you go to the line that many times,
you're bound to miss a few.
No, I'm just stunned that he got. That's a great sign. That's a great sign that they shot as many. Because even with his, they shot 43 free throws. They were 39 of 43 last night.
Boston only went to the line about, I think, 16 times, 13 to 16.
They attacked. See, that's where they're so much better.
Yeah.
They're so much better than Boston. They're the best team in the East. They really are.
Yeah, based on the way they played this last week, they're finally coming
together. Starting five, come playoff time, you don't need the bench.
Yeah.
You shorten the rotation and you get a couple guys contribute off the bench and that's it.
All right, let's get back to the phone, 610-632-0975. Remember, the best calls today, we'll get into the mix for this pair of tickets to the Sixers-Nets game and the spot in knockout. So let's go to Bryn Mawr and talk to Todd on the Fanatic. How you doing today, Todd?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey,
great show as always. Hey, Anthony, I want to give you a little info. It's really funny. We're about the same age. Everybody thinks that Danny Ainge bit Tree Rollins. It was actually the other way around. Google it. Tree Rollins bit Danny on the finger.
You're right.
It's like
you're
a right. Should've
been nipped. You're
right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, and that's funny.
That is so funny.
Everybody hates Danny Ainge. We all think he did.
And Tree Rollins is the guy who bit him. You're right about that. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. All right. Now listen. I love that game. I've been a Sixers fan forever. I lived up in the Massachusetts. Here's what concerns me about winning the East. And I love TJ. They need a point guard backup who can hit a three pointer.
Mm.
Can you imagine if we could just suddenly get Mike Rozier, or Terry Rozier, rather, straight up, we would be unbeatable. That's the biggest.
I agree.
I really love TJ, but that's the problem. He can't hit that open three, and that's going to really hurt us.
Listen, you're right. That's what they need off the bench. But their five is good enough that they should get out of the East.
I think their five is so much fun to watch, and I love Jimmy Butler and that attitude that he has now, and I love Toby. I mean, I really do think that they're definitely next year, if they can just strengthen the bench, I think they can win the whole enchilada.
Yeah.
I don't know about this year because of the bench. That's all.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Good stuff, brother. You're right. Good correction on the
put me in
tree
the mix. Route.
Yeah, you're in the mix. You go in. That's I'm looking at the video right now. And a lot of people have wrong. There's like all these different
forums. I said
forums.
It wrong earlier.
Yeah. And people saying that, no, it's not Danny Ainge that bit Tree Rollins. It was Tree Rollins that bit Danny Ainge. Well, he just walked by and gave him an elbow. Oh, man. Crazy stuff. But Ainge is one of those guys that's one of the guys you hated from Boston. And they got a couple now. Smart's on the list. What about Tatum? Do you have a hate for Tatum?
He's a hell of a player.
He is. They minimized him last night, though.
Yep.
Let's go to.
I hate them all. You're asking what I hate for them. Yes.
Yeah, you can't even walk on a parquet floor if you walk through the mall.
I hate them as much as the Cowboys.
Yeah, they could be giving away Guinness in the mall and you won't go in because they got a parquet floor. Let's go to Jack in Holland on the Fanatic. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Jack.
We're actually on our way down to Hartford for the Villanova game.
Cool.
St. Mary's. Yeah, me and my dad.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Good for you, bro. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I think Mary State's going to beat Marquette, too. I think John Morant's going for 35.
Yeah, I love watching him play. Don't you love him watching him play?
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. I want to see him in the NBA, though.
John Morant,
can't
baby.
Wait for next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to talk about Jimmy Buckets for a minute. I think he could be the next Boston Strangler, but I got to see him do it in the playoffs first.
Yeah, the beauty is how they used him last night. That's where you're going to give Brett a lot of credit, is that the way he used him last night down the stretch. That's it. You give him the ball, you let him create, you run some screen and rolls, and that's your offense. You got Joe.
Shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right, man. Thanks.
Good stuff, buddy. Take care.
Let's play that cut of Jimmy talking about Joel Embiid and what he said to Joel Embiid leading into that game, into the final quarter of that game last night.
I just tell you, quarters one through three, I was tired as I don't know what. And I asked Joe before the game, please just get us to the fourth. And I'll do what I'm supposed to do in the fourth quarter. And he did a great job of doing that along with everybody else. And I just made some shots in the fourth. But I think for them to keep us in the game like they did was huge.
Yeah. Way it played out exactly that way. And the thing about it is, Ant, is in the first half in particular, the Sixers would cut the lead, get close, maybe even tie the game, then boom, all of a sudden another Boston run, and they're up 8 or 10 or 12, and you're going, oh my goodness. They didn't get the lead in the game until the fourth quarter because they hit the first possession.
Well, the first, let's be real, right? So the first half happens. And the first quarter happens. They give up 39 in the first quarter. And you go, what? Come on. And this defense, because you start to freak out. Because remember, the Sixers take the lead. It was early in the fourth. And then Boston comes back. And it goes back up by 5.
Yep.
Celtics are up by 5 in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Before the Sixers were able to take control.
Yeah. And that's when Jimmy took over and... What, he had like 8 straight points at one point and took over the game, and then boom, they're able to overcome it and they win the game, and huge win for the Sixers. Let's go to set up to New Hampshire and talk to Roy. What's up, Roy?
Hey, great win, Sixers win last night. I got 2 quick questions for you. One, do you think the Sixers need an enforcer? Because back in the day, there's no way with a person like Rick Mahorn on the team, Mark Smart would have gotten even close to pushing Joel Embiid.
I don't think they different game now. I think Ben can be nasty enough too. Ben's that Australian tough, man.
But during the halftime show, Chauncey Billups said he was surprised that the Sixers didn't come out a little tougher. Why they came out so soft? And that's the kind of adjective that's been thrown around about the Sixers as being soft.
I don't think they're soft at all. I think their defense is bad.
They showed me last night they weren't soft. But up until then,
I don't know where they're soft. Yeah, but what do you mean by soft? Do you mean that they play bad defense, or do you mean that they wilt? Because they don't get they win the battle of the boards all the time.
Well, look at what happened in the playoffs when we faced Boston last year. When we had
let's face it, the Sixers weren't ready to win. They were young. And Boston and Stevens out coach Brett.
Hey, and quickly on my other point, I do think JJ should Brett Brown needs to look at starting Ennis over JJ, because JJ seems like he's tired, and I would consider bringing JJ off as the sixth man and starting Ennis over JJ. What do you think about that?
Well, we've talked about it.
Yeah, I'm not in love with it, my brother. I'm not in love with it. If you need to switch it up during the series, that's fine. I don't know why you need to do that. Look, JJ, I would rest him. I'd start resting all these guys.
Get load management.
Listen, I already accomplished what I need to accomplish. I beat Milwaukee in Milwaukee. I beat the Celtics. I'm going to get the seed that I want. So I start resting guys.
Maintain your position in the standings and get guys enough rest, so when they go into the playoffs, they're fresh.
I don't think you need to rest Jay. I don't think you need to bring JJ off the bench. The only time I would ever do that is if I felt like I needed to change things up in a series.
Just to show something different.
You know what's going to happen. Look, Ennis is your defensive guy. At the end of games, you're gonna go offense, defense, substitution.
Mm-hmm.
But JJ's got to be able to force. He's got to be able to shoot.
Shans tweets in, Aunt Shans on Twitter says, JJ said it postgame last night. He said, they're all learning how to play with each other. He might go 6 possessions and not touch the ball, looks at the scoreboard, and they have 62 at halftime. It's all good. So that's the thing, and we've talked about this a lot, where these guys all got to figure out, and they're all going to get their turn, they're going to get their shots, but they're going to be at different moments. Last night for Butler, had no legs, said, just get me to the fourth quarter and I'll bring it, and he did. And Embiid was there all game, and he didn't play the night before. And we were talking to Tyrone, and Ty goes, he spelled guys in that game, in game, by not switching off of Kyrie and taking that matchup to show the other guys, because he knew that they didn't have the legs that he had that night. That's like a high IQ basketball player.
Seriously, when he plays, and he plays 42 minutes, the numbers are ridiculous. You can give me all you want. You know, James Harden, 57, I respect it. Russell Westbrook, triple-doubles, I respect it. But look at Joel Embiid. Look at it.
The effect at both ends is so pronounced.
Are you kidding me?
The block was ridiculous.
Look at the boards. Yeah. He just sweeps the glass. He sweeps the glass and the blocks. He rotates back. He recovers.
610-632-0975.
We got, man, these cameras.
Yeah, well.
Get some beers, Jace.
I don't know. I'm afraid to go into the refrigerator at this joint. It's like a petri dish of...
Go get a pizza.
Get
some beers.
Andrew, order up a pie.
Let's get nuts.
Order up a couple of sodas, big tournament. Gulps, and a pie.
I'm serious. My buddy Boo texted me this morning, and he said, Merry Christmas. He goes, Merry Christmas, Bo.
Yeah, he's ready to run down the stairs. Got to wait for the parents to turn on the lights on the tree. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show.
That's watching Anthony. The games, Nat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Cheering right. for Nova.
All right.
Go Nova.
Will you watch the games now?
Takes me a lot for me to say.
Really?
Well, I mean, Temple's out, so.
I know.
And when they're out, now you got to throw your fandom behind them.
You got to root Temple basketball. I mean, Villanova basketball.
I root for Delco.
There you go.
I don't actively root.
You know what you was about to say?
No, but I thought it was different.
You were about to say, I vote for them.
I know.
that's a Philadelphia, like a Delco saying. I vote for the Sixers. You know this?
I didn't know that.
The vote, using the word vote instead of root.
I'll vote for the Sixers?
Yeah, or I vote for the, yeah.
I vote for the Phillies?
I vote for Delco and those Delco kids at Villanova.
But that's a Northeast, like a Northeast and a Delco thing.
Oh, didn't make its way out to Chester County when all the people from Delaware County that went to Bonner and Prendy moved out. All the Bonner and Prendy Delco people moved out, and they didn't bring that part with them, man.
Nat knows.
I know.
And my old man went to Bonner, mom went to Prendy, so the Delco in my family.
Did they say I vote?
I don't recall it.
Instead of root?
Yeah, my mom lived right down the street here, down off City Line Avenue on Cobb Street in Drexel Hill.
So you go, my mom? I'm proud.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, come on.
I go, my mom, too.
Oh, I'm my mom, too.
Yeah.
Andrew?
I go, Machuta. That's grandma in Lithuania.
Oh, that's cool. Machuta.
I like that. It's dignified.
It's nice. It
sounds
nice.
Sophisticated.
All right, that's coming up in a second, but I want to tell you about Parks Casino. You're looking for a place to watch the game today? Make sure you go to Parks Casino. And we did the new sports betting podcast. That's right. Right now on Twitter, go to @ParksSportsBook, @ParksSportsBook. And I break down some of the games, so you can take a listen to the podcast as I break down the NCAA tournament first round. Bet with the best for the college basketball tournament. It's a great time to pick winners and get cash in hand at one of Greenwood Racing's three Delaware Valley sportsbooks. The sportsbook at Parks Casino in Bensalem, great spot and close from anywhere. The South Philadelphia Racing Sportsbook, right in the shadow of the stadiums on Packer Avenue, and the Valley Forge Racing Sportsbook off Route 422 in Oaks, PA. They have it all when it comes to sports betting, spreads, parlays, teasers, prop bets. Bet on all the leagues, cash your tickets across all three locations. Get to the books, lay your action, collect your cash right away. Parks Casino, the number one casino in Pennsylvania, also has over 150 live table games, 3,600 state-of-the-art slots, and an all-season beer garden, five restaurants, world-class entertainment at the Excite Center. Go to parkscasino.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Are you kidding me?
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Jason Martinez, Anthony Gargano. After that exhilarating win It's fun. It's fun because everybody's into it. Tyrone comes in. My man.
Everybody's got pep in their step. I had a hard time unwinding from that last night. I was wound up, man. When Jimmy hit the shot.
Yeah. How about the freeze, though? We haven't talked enough about that.
What a pose.
The freeze has been the best.
I said he looked like Derek Ho at Pipeline. Now, Derek Ho was a famous wine surfer that would always win the Pipeline Masters, the big wave tournament.
That's the, you'd see on Saturdays. Whatever.
And he's got the arms out, and he just held it. Even if, after it went in, he was just like holding it there. It was just, you know what it was? It was just cool.
Yeah.
It was cool the way he held it, and everybody came around, like, and B comes up and like kind of stares right at him, and he's still holding the pose. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. It really is. It's that he hits the shot that, like, you know what was so cool about it? It's like, it was such a big moment. Mm-hmm. And he is looking frozen. That's that picture. That will be indelible now. If I think about the indelible moments, it's AI cupping his ear, right?
Yeah.
It's the frozen Butler.
Yeah. That's a great one. And the thing about it, too, is the shot clock's running down. And he had a couple of opportunities to get rid of the ball. Because he had two guys on him. And then he almost loses the handle to lose it out of bounds. But the shot clock is winding down. And so he just turns around and pops.
Yes.
And nails it. And you're going, I mean, I think I made a pretty loud noise up in the bedroom while I was watching it. My daughter, who wasn't feeling well, was sleeping next to me, and she kind of went, huh? Yeah. It was crazy. It was just awesome. And it almost feels like, because the Celtics, and we know the history, the long history there, and, you know, for years, obviously, through the process and stuff, they weren't a rival, because a rivalry is only good when two teams are competing for something similar, you know, and something of massive importance. And that rivalry is coming back, and you got history of the playoffs last year, these two teams battling each other. So it reminds you of like a big win for the Eagles over the Cowboys, or reminds you of a big win of the Phillies, you know, beating the Mets back in 07. There's the moments that the signature moments that you remember. And last night, because of the pose and the way the game played out, is a signature moment, which is cool. And this may be the fruition of this team, this five, coming together.
Yeah, that's why the thing that stood out to me the most was when Jimmy hits the shot with the shot clock winding down to three to ice the game, and Joel comes up to him and he grabs his face and he's like looking at down at him, and there was like genuine love, and there's Ben and there's
the bonding.
It was there, and that's going to go a long way. And then listen to Jimmy after you played it. That's real. That's going to help everybody come back. Look, here's what we do know. That this team, if the core stays together and you build any kind of bench, this team is going to win championships when the Warriors break up. The Warriors last year is this year. And then that team can win a this team that you saw, the core here, can win a title.
Yeah, and Elton, that's going to be job number one, to go out and help that bench. And you get Zaire Smith, and we'll see what he can become. And
I wouldn't count.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you're going to have other pieces that are going
to
come into the equation.
You need to go get a backup point guard that can shoot.
Yeah.
That's your number one. Your number one is a backup one that can shoot.
Everything you wanted Markelle Fultz to be is what you want to get.
Well, not even, because remember, he was originally going to be, he's Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, eventually, when we thought that's what he needed to be to help the Sixers this year.
You need a backup one that can play 20 minutes a game, that can shoot a three,
spell Ben,
that can run the offense. That's what you need.
Yeah. Well, they'll go out and get it this offseason, and we'll see where the dust settles with these other players. Like when the Warriors break, where does KD go? You know, how does the opt-outs affect this? Who goes to Los Angeles to play with the Lakers, which is a complete mess right now? I mean, they're a mess. So how that plays out.
It's going to be fun. There's going to be all kinds of movement. And you look
Kawhi.
At it. But this team, I just want this team to stay together. I think this team is really, really, really good. I do. I think this team can win a title together.
Yeah, Kawhi's going to come out of the East, too. He's going to end up in the Western Conference next year. So Toronto's going to... You have a feeling he's going to stay in Toronto?
I don't think... I wouldn't put it past that he stays there.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I was talking to somebody... that told me that said don't be shocked if he stays.
Wow.
He goes, probably the Clippers would be number one. He goes, but don't be surprised if Toronto, because Toronto's going to do whatever it can to keep him.
Well, absolutely.
And he likes it there.
Very interesting. All right. 610-632-0975. We got one open line and more chances for people to get registered.
He's wacko, so I don't know. I'm just telling you what the guy told me.
Still chances to get into our knockout and the tickets for the Sixers Nets game on March 28th. Let's go to Sam in Seattle on the Fanatic. What's up, Sammy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, brother.
Hey, before I get into the Sixers and Jimmy Butler, I want to talk about Ben Affleck real quick. Just people that are listening to me. I'm from India. I watch Bollywood. This guy doesn't belong in L.A., Hollywood. He belongs in Mumbai. This dude is so bad. I watched that movie.
Oh, you watched that? You watched that Netflix movie?
I watched that piece of, you know what? I watched it. It was so bad, the director killed him 45 minutes before the movie ended. He's like, I can't do this. He just killed him. For no reason. It just came out of nowhere. Ben Affleck died. Like an hour before the movie ends. It's that bad.
All right, what do you got on the Sixers?
That's hysterical. He's so nuts. I gotta get it off his chest.
I'm sorry. I had to. All right. So some fans that have been. Don't look at the box score. When you got that much talent, don't look at the box score. Because a lot of you hear, you know, people go, he's only averaging Butler or even Tobias Harris. Even if they're averaging 17, 18, 19 points, don't worry about that. Because you got a beast on this team that's averaging, walking 30-15 every game. Lock it in. Embiid's going to do 30-15 every game. So don't look at the stats for these guys. We're going to have to extend them, give them all the max, whatever they deserve, because this is our core.
Yeah.
Don't look at the box score when you're judging Butler and Tobias Harris, because we just got a beast who just goes all out every night.
Yeah, I agree. I love this team. I do. I love the way they play together. They all fit. We thought their skill sets would fit together. And
I know.
Yeah.
Because I know it's a regular season game, but you know what Jimmy Butler reminded me of? When he said, just give me the fourth quarter. Remember Ryan Howard? Just give me to the plate.
Give me to the plate.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what reminded me of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one, brother.
That's calling your shot.
Or Jimmy Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
Another bright lights player, the Jimmies.
Yeah. We've had some good, you know, clutch bright lights players in this city. Rollins is one, obviously, and Ryan Howard, yeah, that get me to the plate that's legend stuff right there. There's been some good ones. But Jimmy last night, just get me to the fourth. Now, it's not on the hugest stage because it's not a playoff game. But that was still a big symbolic game to beat the Celtics.
Yeah.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station. And we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.